The Laws of Cricket 2017 Code, 2nd Edition, 2019, Copyright Marylebone Cricket Club Law 29. The wicket is down, wicket put down. The wicket is put down if a bail is completely removed from the top of the stumps, or a stump is struck out of the ground, by the ball, by the striker's bat if held, or by any part of the bat that he/she is holding, for the purpose of this law only, by the striker's bat not in hand, or by any part of the bat which has become detached, by the striker's person or by any part of his/her clothing or equipment becoming detached from his/her person, by a fielder with his/her hand or arm, providing that the ball is held in the hand or hand so used, or in the hand of the arm so used. The wicket is also put down if a fielder strikes or pulls a stump out of the ground as in 29.1.1.5. The disturbance of a bail, whether temporary or not, shall not constitute its complete removal from the top of the stumps, but if a bail in falling lodges between two of the stumps, this shall be regarded as complete removal. One bail off. If one bail is off, it shall be sufficient for the purpose of putting the wicket down to remove the remaining bail or to strike or pull any of the three stumps out of the ground, in any of the ways stated in 29.1. Remaking wicket. If a wicket is broken or put down while the ball is in play, it shall not be remade by an umpire until the ball is dead. See Law 20, Dead Ball. Any fielder may, however, while the ball is in play, replace a bail or bails on top of the stumps. Put back one or more stumps into the ground where the wicket originally stood. Dispensing with bails. If the umpires have agreed to dispense with bails in accordance with Law 8.5, Dispensing with Bails, it is for the umpire concerned to decide whether or not the wicket has been put down. After a decision to play without bails, the wicket has been put down if the umpire concerned is satisfied that the wicket has been struck by the ball, by the striker's bat, person, or items of his/her clothing or equipment as described in 29.1.1.2, 29.1.1.3 or 29.1.1.4, or by a fielder in the manner described in 29.1.1.5. If the wicket has already been broken or put down, 29.4.1 shall apply to any stump or stump still in the ground. Any fielder may replace a stump or stumps, in accordance with 29.3, in order to have an opportunity of putting the wicket down.